Wolf. You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf, 24 songs in a row. That's Mandy and PT, my friends over there. I'm Greg, and we'll have more Dierks Bentley tickets. Less than 30 minutes away right here on The Wolf. We did a... I wouldn't even call it a bit. It went so well. We were able to determine somebody's age by the last three things you bought on Amazon. Also, we did, we know where you're from. We asked you three questions there. We could determine what town you live in. And we decided to really get out there and make an attempt to determine what your child is going to be someday when they grow up.
The interesting thing about this, we tried it before going on air with it, and every single time we had it right.
Yeah.
We've never missed it. We always know what your kid is going to be when they grow up.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, do you have a child?
I do.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
And what is his name?
Nolan.
Nolan. I like that. Like Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, kind of.
What kind of music does Nolan listen to?
Rock.
Rock. Okay.
Does he eat macaroni and cheese with a spoon or a fork?
Yeah. Fork.
Fork.
Yeah, good answer.
And how does he like his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches cut? In triangles, rectangles, or with the crust cut off?
He actually eats it in
a
circle.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I love
unique.
It.
Unique. All right. Well, we are going to put this through our Howlgorithmic analyzer and determine what Nolan is going to grow up to become.
I have CEO of the Beer Belly. They sell products that help you creatively hide alcoholic beverages.
Something to be proud of.
There you go.
Listen, the kid listens to rock music and he likes to eat his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
right.
in a circle. All the kid needs is something to hide his booze in when he gets older.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Jessica, thank you. Hi, good morning. The Wolf, who's this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How many children do you have?
One.
Okay, good. Boy or girl?
Boy.
And where do you guys live?
Princeton.
Okay, and what is your son's name?
Waylon Thomas.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, does he prefer the swings or the teeter-totter at the playground?
Swings?
The swings? Okay, what's his favorite Netflix show?
At this point, Mickey Mouse.
And can he pick out his own clothes?
No.
All right, let's put it through the Howlgorithmic analyzer.
All right, I don't know about you guys, but here's what I got. I got a mystery shopper for potato parcel.
I'm seeing
a
Teddy.
What?
A what?
A mystery shopper for potato parcel. They sell potatoes with personalized messages on it.
I've got, Christy, I've got teddy bear surgeon.
Something's wrong with the Howlinator. What are we calling it again? Because mine came up with Amazon drone operator.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
The good news is he doesn't have to go to college for any of those jobs.
No.
Oh, perfect.
All right, Christy, thank you. And you're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, we have time for one more. Thank you, Christy. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Hi, good morning, The Wolf. Who's this?
Yeah, this is John calling from Empire Township. How are you guys?
Hi, ooh. John. I know where Empire Township is, near Hastings.
Yeah. Well, more by Farmington. Yeah.
Farmington, yes, sir. Off 52, correct?
Exactly. You got it.
All right, John. So how many children do you have?
I've got two daughters.
All right. Which one would you like to, which one are you maybe wondering about the most when it comes to a career someday?
Gosh, you know, that'd be great. We'll go with my older one, my three-year-old.
Okay, great. What is her name?
Amelia.
Okay, does Amelia sleep with a stuffed animal?
She does.
Does she have a favorite cartoon?
She does.
What is it?
Her favorite cartoon currently is Daniel Tiger.
Okay, last question.
It's not hotboxing with Mike Tyson?
No. You know, usually with me, she's watching live PD, and then on her own, she's watching Daniel Tiger.
Gotcha. I love it.
All right,
is there a food that she absolutely will not eat?
Oh, gosh, you know, right now, what she will not eat, she will not eat the bun off of a hot dog or a hamburger.
Interesting.
So eat the meat. Yeah, make her a hot dog. She'll eat the dog, but not the bun.
All right, let's find out what Amelia is going to become someday when she grows up. What do you got, Mandy? What did you, when we put all that through the algorithmic analyzer, what did we come up with?
I got that Amelia's going to be a YouTuber who's going to do makeup tutorials for morgues.
Nice!
That's a great career choice.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be dead people.
I got water slide tester for Amelia. Water slide tester. She'll just travel around to water parks and test the slides.
You know that I like that because I'm trying to talk my wife into putting a water slide on our pool.
Nice.
And I feel like this could really be a jump start to that career.
Perfect. See, it all started in the backyard.
There we go.
What do you think about ice cream? Because I had that she's going to run the largest distribution network of Schwann's ice cream.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, she never turns down a bowl of ice cream.
Never wrong.
John, we appreciate you calling in from Empire Township.
All right.
This morning. There you go. And give our best to Amelia.
Thank you.
Three for three, kids.
Never wrong. We've never been wrong.
Never missed it ever.
Never a dull moment, I swear.
We've got a local baseball team, a Little League team, headed to the Little League World Series.
Yes, from my neighborhood, too, Coon Rapids and Dover.
We're going to talk to the coach and three of the players for Team Midwest. Coming up, stay right there. It's part of 24 in a row with Greg, Mandy, and PT here on The Wolf.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.